Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Gypsies for Jesus Radio tonight. It's always a blessing to be live on the air with my brothers and sisters in the Lord tonight. I'm your host, John D. Tonight, Brother Gus, myself, is going to be sharing part 3 of Peter's conversion. So stay with us and be blessed. Invite friends, family members to tune in to the radio station tonight. Tonight, if you're listening by internet, if you're listening by Facebook, you can call in tonight. Area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. We'll be passing out the number. I'd like to welcome all the listeners also from Instagram, also from Facebook, and Blog Talk Radio. So tonight, before we go any further, as we always do, let us open up in prayer tonight. Father God, we thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you for the station. We thank you for each and every listener. Tonight, Father God, have your way. Lead us, guide us, direct us, Father God. Tonight, give us all, Father God. And Father God, tonight, let every word be uttered from you and the Holy Spirit, and not a single word from our flesh. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. And we say amen and amen. Well, it's been a blessed week. I know that the radio has been blessed. The last several weeks that we've been back on the air, we're going into, like I said earlier, part 3 of our teaching on Peter's conversion. And tonight, if you have a prayer request, you can call us in tonight. If you're listening by telephone, you could hit 1 on your keypad tonight. We'll be more than glad to pray with you, pray for you. If you have a comment to the teaching tonight that we're going to share, we'll be more than glad to, a comment or question, we'll be more than glad to try to answer it tonight. So, Bisan Amens, I'd like to welcome Amara Powell, Aya, Kaisan, and Bikawa, Tama, the Glossotamin Odell, the Dolphin Pacha, Hodina, Aret, Sastimos, and this was Shabbos Gunal, Jesus Christo, Nice to meet you, Kaisanen, the Powell, Aya, and the Europe, Kaisan, and the Asia, and the Africa, Kaisan, Aret. Amen. So praise God tonight to all the listeners. Glory to God. Our brother Gus will be with us shortly to share the word tonight. And just want to give God praise, honor, and glory for answered prayers, for healings. We had several testimonies of people getting healed, delivered, set free. I want to thank the Lord for that. And God always answers prayers. Amen. Sometimes it's not in the way that we think, but he always answers prayers. So let's give God glory for those that are healed out of the hospital tonight. Again, I want to pass off the number again, the email address. Ihom kaisan ang ikabit sa mga kaisidang dumarat po telepono sa ilalmona mga po email. Amaro email address, Gypsy Radio. Gypsy Radio, the number one, at yahoo.com. So send us an email if you have a prayer request tonight. We'll be more than glad to lift it up in prayer. Again, you can call in with your prayer request tonight. 917-889-7893 is our number to call in for prayer, for questions, and amen. So God deserves all the glory, the honor, and praise. I'm just a little bit under the weather. Allergies are kicking in. Keep me in prayer. I need delivered, set free from allergies that's been bothering me for a number of years. But praise God. I know that God's the healer. Amen. So stay with us. Be blessed tonight. Invite some friends, family members. If you'd like to listen to us from your home computer, whether it be a laptop or PC, you can, with your family, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio. It's Gypsies for Jesus Faith Radio, and you can listen to us from your home computer. So God bless you tonight. Invite some friends, some family members to listen in tonight. I know it's going to be a blessing to each and every person out there tonight. If you have phone, if you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1, 2, for a prayer request or comment tonight. So stay with us. Be blessed. Let's go to a short song of worship tonight, and let us prepare our heart for the Word of God tonight. Amen. God bless you. We'll be right back with you. Amen. Praise God tonight. God bless everyone and welcome back. I know that we have Brother Gus with us tonight. I know that he's on the banks of the San Francisco Bay Area right now, as
yes,
he usually is.
I sure am.
Yes, God. Yes, God bless you, Brother Gus. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Doing good. Everybody's good here. Thank God. Family's all good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Praise the Lord tonight. We're here on such a beautiful evening, my brother. I know that the Lord has a good word for us, a great word as usual, and we're anxious to be here tonight. And it's always a blessing, you know, Brother Gus. I was just sharing a
same here
of the testimonies the people that have been healed because of prayer. Not saying because of the radio station or anything like that, but because of prayer. How God answers each and every prayer. Sometimes it's not the way we think it's going to be, but God does answer
right.
prayer. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
Glory to God. Brother
That's
Gus,
true.
Why don't you fill in the listeners of the last few previous weeks what we shared on Peter, and then we can go
sure.
into the Word. If you like.
Sure, definitely. Well, we started off this month of September with the Apostle Peter and his walk with Christ and how he was a person of little faith and how he doubted and how he just worried about, walking with Christ. And he always was a person that thought he can do it himself and, was pushing things and making it, trying to go his own way. And we see as his walk with Christ that it's not that way at all. It's let go and let God, you hear that all the time, let go and let God. And it seems so cliche, but it's so true at the same time. Peter actually did that. That's when you see his life change. That's when you see when he says, Lord, go away from me. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinful man. He walks on water. He's confessing Christ. He's proclaiming Christ, the day of Pentecost. So before we go any further, call somebody, text somebody the number. I think we got about 45, 55 minutes on the radio. We'll go a little over if we need to, if we have to. Sit-to-man testimony or just mandendu mandra and share something, bless us and tell the listeners, something. If you guys want to share something with us real quick, we'd love to hear from you guys. That's why we're here. The telephone number, John's, I'm sure repeated that. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. We're really trying to get listeners to come in and just share. We want to share the Word of God with you guys. That's what this is. But continue church on Sundays, your Wednesday night service, your Bible studies. This is just another source that you guys can go to get fed the Word of God. Amen? So we're going to continue on Peter. And I think we're into the third week, right, Brother John? Is this third?
I believe this is the fourth week.
Are we on the fourth
week? Yeah, because we had a week earlier previous September that we started. We started actually in the end of August.
So this is the fourth week, and we can go on and on about Peter and how we can relate to the things he did, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But we're just going to go to the end of September. So we got, I think, two Fridays left in this month, and we're going to be teaching on Peter. So tonight we're going to talk about Peter's triumph. We talked about his failure and how miserably he failed trying to do it on his own. And we could learn a lot from the Apostle Peter. If you want to read about Peter, you could read a lot about him in the first part of the book of Acts. It's mostly about Peter. And then you can go to 1 and 2 Peter, his epistles that he wrote, and you could read about the things he wrote about Christ. So it's very interesting. I myself can relate to Peter because sometimes I'm sinking and sometimes I feel like I'm, with Christ walking on water. And that's a Christian's life that happens. And we can see ourselves doing that. It's not always walking on water. Jesus doesn't call us and say that, you know, it'll be fine and you don't have to worry about nothing. Once you get baptized, once you confess Christ, once you speak in tongues, it's all going to be great. No, it's not said anywhere in the Bible about that. Matter of fact, it says you will go through trials and tribulation, but he says, take heart that I've overcome the world. So what we're going to see in Peter, that how he overcame and how he got through is depending on Christ, because he overcame. He walked on water. Jesus called him out. And then he said, I'm not worthy to die like my Savior. So he asked to be crucified upside down. Peter was crucified. So let's open up in prayer. Hallelujah, Father God, Cristo, Abbas, Tekal, Trusu. I push out the blood that Sai Putaz Amara Ile, Sai Avelos Punto Duhondra, Ajiz Del Duma, through us. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. This radio station is dedicated purely to you, that your word would go forth. And your word says that it never goes out and returns void. So we ask by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would reach hearts and minds and souls. Don't let any hindrances come tonight in between the radio. We ask that you would just breathe a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit and that you would speak tonight through us, Father. Teach us, Father, me and Brother John as well, Father. Teach us tonight. We lean on you, Father, for understanding. Yes. Your word says in James 1:5, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives generously. And we ask, Father, that you would give generously tonight. In the mighty name of Jehovah, we pray. Amen. All right, so listeners, God bless you guys. We're going to be talking about Peter and about his triumphs. So Peter wrote two epistles. And it's all about the saving grace. He says, repent that times of refreshing may come. Why does he say that? Jesus did not have anybody write about things in the Bible that they didn't experience. The prophets, they were persecuted. They were put to death. And they wrote about that. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. And they wrote about that. They wrote about their sufferings. But it was all worthwhile because of Christ. And that's, you know, we go through that today. Let's face it. We suffer. There's hard times. We go through tribulation. Which one of us out there can say that, you know, everything's always been great for me? I wish that was true. But that's just, you know, that's just life. Jesus says you will go through trials and tribulation. But we're going to look at the spiritual part of that. If Jesus says we will go through that, we're going to go through that. But we need to look at it from a spiritual perspective. Brother John, back me up a little bit. Help me a little bit here. What Jesus is saying, that it's not always going to be easy, but you will get through it. That's what he's saying in a nutshell. I don't want to complicate it. We don't have to dig in real deep. There's not a lot of theology to it. You will have hard times, but with me, you will go through it. You will get through it. You will triumph, right?
Yes. You know, Brother Gus, I say this a lot. A lot of times as Christians, we come to the Lord, or we came to the Lord. A lot of us thought we were getting on a cruise ship, but we didn't realize we were getting on a battleship.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, so we go to war, and we wage war against who? The enemy, Satan.
Yes.
And we're out to defeat him. He is already defeated. Amen. But the battle still continues. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good work. Good work. So there you go. That's what the Christian life is. It's a battle. It's a constant battle. And let me tell you, if you feel like you're in a battle, you're going the right way. if you feel like you're in a struggle, you're going the right way. Now, I'll clarify that a little bit. It's not always supposed to be tough and tough and tough, but it is a spiritual battle so you can get there and so you can triumph and go to the next step so you can go further. Because Jesus wants you to elevate. He wants you to get higher and higher. He wants you to set your minds on things above and not below. The Bible says that. Paul says that. Now, if we're not going through battles and we're just stagnant like water not moving, then something's not right. We're not proclaiming the gospel, good news. We're not in church, edifying each other. That's just being a person that's going to church on Sundays and not getting filled with the Spirit daily. And we need to be filled daily with the Spirit, because we fight not flesh and blood, the Bible says, but spirits, principalities, and high places. And that's the real struggle. That's the struggle. And when you overcome those things, then Jesus can take you to a higher places. You can finally be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Our prayers get answered and not hindered. Because that's what the Duzmano wants to do. He wants to hinder our prayers. He wants to stop our spiritual life from growing. That's what the Duzmano is there to do, one thing. And he's to bring us down.
That's great.
That's his sole purpose. Do not be fooled, my brothers and sisters. There is nothing good in anything he offers. It never was and there never will be. Jesus says, I bring you good news. You know what good news is? Life. Now we're going to live where people were just in the darkness, and we see Peter brought from darkness to his glorious light, the Bible says. You know what's so glorious about it? Because you live eternity with Christ. That's what the Bible's all about from Genesis to Revelation. It's the cross right in the middle. Jesus Christ, him crucified, resurrected on the third day, and saving us. That's what it was all for. That's why he showed his love, gave his love, and gave us his word, which is love, so that we can come to him. And how do we do that? It says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So we see Peter going from a man that was denying Christ. We talked about that. Over the last few weeks, he denied him not once, twice, but we all know three times. And then the rooster crowed, and it says that Jesus turned and looked at Peter to show Peter that this was no coincidence. That I said that you were going to do this, and look how you've done it. But did Jesus tell him anything? Well, you see, it's your fault. Get a deadlock on our body and you have no chance. No. Jesus forgave him. Jesus called him. He walked with Christ. Jesus says, upon this rock, speaking to Peter, I will build my church. That's what Jesus called us to. Because so many times we deny Christ and go the other way. It happens. It happens to big, big men in the Bible. You know, so it could happen to us too. That's why we need to focus on Christ and his work. We cannot come to God without Jesus Christ. He says, the only way to the Father is through me. That means looking to the cross. Believe that Jesus, when he died, he bared our sins and mine and yours. I don't know how he did that. I just believe that he thought of Gus. And before I was even born, my sins that I was going to do and the sins that I've not done or have already done, that he's forgiven. That's what I know it means. And believing that he resurrected after 3 days and went to heaven, and he intercedes for us the day and night. That's what this is all about. If you want to get to those higher places, that's what Peter did gradually. Jesus never said, you know what? What's wrong with you people? I'm tired of dealing with Jews. Jews are Jews. You guys should know better. I'm moving on. Nope. He said, you know what? Learn from me. Learn from me. He said, I am meek. We see a man, Abraham. Before God called him to sacrifice Isaac, he brought him there. He said, go to this land. He didn't know where he was going. He just said, go. And do you know that when he called Abraham, he went 700 miles from there to Canaan, where God called him? It wasn't just, you know, 30, 40 miles, make it there in a day. He journeyed and journeyed and journeyed with a lot of people, not knowing who he's going after, just knowing that God is calling. And that's what's important. We don't know when the rapture is coming, but we know God is coming. So just follow. Just follow Christ. Follow Christ. Follow Christ. Peter took his eyes off of Christ. He sunk. And when we take our eyes off of Christ, we sink. That's what happens to me. If I'm not reading the word in church, studying, praising God, worshiping God, meditating on his word, like Joshua says, Joshua 1:8, meditating on his word day and night, we sink. You know, that's just a picture of the world falling down, falling down, falling down. And we need to be going upward. Paul says it's an upward call for Christians. It's never a call to just, okay, well, you got the word, you're saved, wait for the rapture. No, don't be deceived, Bible says. Brothers and sisters, God calls us to be preachers, to teach his word, to go out and proclaim his word, to baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what we're to do. Go out and give people the sinner's prayer. Go to hospitals. Go visit people. Proclaim the word of God. Because somebody some time ago told you about it, so now it's your turn to tell somebody about it. There's a lot of people out there that are lost, that are not saved, that don't know that there's a Messiah, there's a Jesus, there's a God that loves them. Ain't you glad somebody told you and you're saved? Well, that's not the end of it. God's love is so great that you alone just can't contain it. That's why you need to share it. That's an old David. My cup overflows. It overflows into your family's life, your children, your husband, your wife. It overflows into your whatever, your father, your mother, your brother. That's why it overflows. God gives us more than enough. We need more because just a little bit doesn't do it. Brother John, go ahead and do you want to share a little bit on Peter and then I'll come back in?
Yes. Yes, amen. Amen. You know, Brother Gus, I had company tonight, so I didn't have a lot of time to study, but as we were preparing the station, I was praying for God to give me a word tonight that goes along with the word tonight to share with the listeners. And God gave me this word. I was thinking in my heart, what sustained Peter and the other apostles all the time? Because we have to realize something, that the New Testament was not wrote until like 70 BC.
Right.
And so all the apostles had their own accounts of what took place in the other believers that the New Testament together. And what sustained them? What kept them going? What was the drive? As we look, you know, there's a lot of scholars that I read some things about Peter himself. There's a lot of scholars that, you know, they debate when was Peter actually converted. I myself believe that he was actually converted on the day of Pentecost when they were filled with the Holy Spirit in the upper room.
I would agree with that. That's my theory.
And after that, kept them going. Now, we have to realize that Peter went many, many years preaching the gospel around the world. A lot of times he was out there alone. You know, if we look at our life, Brother Gus, you shared something about, you know, st- staying in the Word and fellowship and so forth. If we look at our life, we miss a couple of Sundays of church, a couple of services. We miss a few days of reading the Word, and now we become worldly. Well, what I believe is that the apostles, Peter, Paul, and so forth, they stayed in the presence of the Lord. They prayed a lot. They were on their knees a lot. They were tuned in to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is what gave them the Word of God so that he can compile it. Now, we have to realize something. They were mere men, just like you and I. But yet they were chosen apart for the gospel's sake, as we know. But the thing is that the Holy Spirit, they stayed in tune with the Holy Spirit. They stayed in the presence of God, no matter what their trials were, what they went through, all their hardships. And that sustained them to keep the faith, to keep going. And like I said, you know, today God made it very easy for us today. You know what? We have concordance. We have Bibles. We have study Bibles. And you know what? Our faith's a little down, and we can look up faith and, you know, come up with 100 scriptures, and we can look up healings and come up with healing scriptures. But back then, they really didn't have that. You know, they had the Old Testament to go by. And so that's, which is the Word of God, and they have the Holy Spirit to rely, and we need to rely more on the Holy Spirit and be led by the Spirit of God. The Bible says that those who are led by the Spirit are the children of God. So to become a child of God, we need to be led by the Spirit. We need to walk with the Holy Spirit, talk with the Holy Spirit, be in the presence of the Lord, be on our knees a little bit more. And I just want to share that with the listeners tonight a little bit. To touch base on that, amen?
Well, listeners, that was a very good point from John, and it was basically them being with Jesus was their nourishment. Not having the scriptures, but having Jesus himself. But today we have the Holy Spirit, we have Jesus living inside of us, we have God's word, which is scripture. You know what? What more do we need? To live the blessed life, to live the life that Jesus wants us to live, to get past our problems and to move forward and get through it. I mean, we have all the tools on our belt. There's nothing that's left behind that we could say, well, you know, I'm stuck, Chidamo del Caco, and that's it, I'm not going to get through this. He went through it all. He done it all. At the cross, he says, to Tetelestai, it is finished. If Jesus finished it, there's nothing for us to do but just to keep the faith and to carry on until the time of his return. Amen? So, continue to read the book of Acts, and if you do that as we're studying Peter, you'll see, and if you read the epistle, you'll see where Peter's life goes from a worldly man, a dirty fisherman. Like I said last week, nothing against fishermen. I like to fish too. But just what I'm saying is a very worldly man, and then walking with Christ. Christ calls us. There's no one out there that can say, God can't use me. Mesem bezachalo. I am too far off. No. Naikudo chachimos. Odel saidel tutrayo. I mangal pedel tutrayo. That's why he died on the cross. To forgive your sins. And to move you from darkness to light. So we're going to give a few minutes here, take a break, and if people have any questions or any comments or any testimony, feel free to call in, amen? And if you have a telephone number, Brother John will give the telephone number again, And maybe we'll take some questions, or we'll just, if you want to call in and have a prayer request, we'd love to pray with you guys.
Amen. Yes, and that number is area code 917-889-7893. That's 917-889-7893. You know, Brother Gus, as we're sharing the word tonight, and we look at Peter's life, like you said, yes, he was a mere man, and God converted him. He was, you know, let's say, bold-headed. He was strong-minded, strong-willed, and he thought he knew it all a lot of times. He was sincere, Brother Gus. He was sincere, but sincerely wrong.
He was.
Yes, right. And that's how we could be. We could be sincere, but we can be sincerely wrong, thinking that we're doing good when we're doing more harm. That's why we need to be led by the Holy Spirit of God and not led by our flesh, because sometimes the heart, the Bible says the heart can be deceiving, and sometimes we want things in our heart, but it doesn't line up with what God wants for our life, what God's will is for our life. And we need to be careful. We need to always seek God for the things that we want in life. God knows our needs. He also knows our wants. And we have to be obedient to the Word of God, to God, number one, and we have to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and be in tune. You know, just like being on tuning in a radio station, if we're off one number, you know, the radio station could be 101.9, we could be at 101.8, and we're not hearing clearly what that station is saying. And we could deceive ourselves in the same way. We could be a little bit off there, thinking that we're listening to the Holy Spirit, we're listening to our flesh. And so I just want to share that with some of the listeners out there, that we need to always be in sync with God, the Holy Spirit. And is it an easy thing? No. No, it's not. You know what it takes? Discipline. That's how we become converted, because we're talking about the conversion of Peter. You know, the word conversion means to go to, or to be restoration. It means restoration. And for us to be converted or have restoration with God, we have to be in His presence. If we look at Moses, Moses went up in the mountain and spoke with God. When he came down off the mountain, what did they see? They seen a new creation in Moses. They seen that his skin shined because he was in the presence of God. Yeah. People will see a change in us. Being converted does not mean I'm just going to stop doing that. See, because we have no power to do that. It's allowing God to change us from the inside out.
Right.
And that's what we need to be, is be godlike and walk in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen. So I was talking to you yesterday, and I told you I was to cappuccino to the house. Remember, John?
Yes.
And he was sharing with me some things about the Apostle Peter. And I told him, my cappuccino, man, I got to steal a few of those pointers, man. It was very good for tomorrow's radio. Well, sure, go ahead. So you were telling me that he was watching something or read something about this man that was cutting his grass, and he's got this big lawnmower, and he goes out every so often, and he, you know, cuts the grass, I guess, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. And he's got this big lawnmower, and just, you know, he just walks with it, and he just cuts the grass. And I guess his wife sees him from time to time doing that, just cutting the grass. So one day he was out of town, and she figured, well, if my husband does it, you know, I'm at home and our grass needs to be cut, I'll do it. So stick with me, guys. I'm getting to the point. She gets the lawnmower, and she's trying to cut the grass, and she can't push trying and it won't go. And she's barely going and it's hardly anything at all and it's not doing anything for her. And the more effort she's putting, the harder it is. What I don't understand, when my husband just kind of goes and it doesn't look like he's putting any effort at all, and he can be that much stronger than me. I'm using all my effort and it's not going at all. She likes the clutch, and the lawnmower just started going effort, and she's not breaking a sweat. She's walking right behind her. The point of all of that is Christ is the one that does all the work, and Peter was trying to do all of the work, and when he was trying to do the work, we know the mess and the problem that came out of that. He cut off the priest's ear. He sank. He denied Christ. We don't want to get into those messes. See, the Bible said it was written for our instruction, for our benefit, so that we can learn. So why do we have to sink, or why do we have to keep pushing the lawnmower that's not going? He shared another thing with me, that when Peter repented, he truly repented. He knew what repentance meant in his life. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind." The Greek word is metanoia, to change your mind. To go from one direction of thinking to another way completely. Now let me see if I can put, you know, a picture to that word. For instance, if you're in your car and you're driving a certain way and you're just going further and further and getting lost, what to do is just stop and turn around and go the other way. And that's it, simply. And that's the same way in your spiritual walk. If you see that your walk is not getting you anywhere and you're not going the right way, is Christ in front? Because if Christ is in front, you're not going to be going down. We might have struggles. We might have some problems. It might be tough at times. But eventually, you'll get through it, and he'll bring you to a higher level. Amen? And see, that's what the picture of the woman with the lawnmower was all about. She was trying to do the work. When the lawnmower does the work itself, all you got to do is be behind it. Jesus done the work when he said it is finished. So let me ask you, what work can we actually do to make things easier? I find in my life, when I try to do things, I'll make a problem out of it. But when I let God lead me, it comes out just fine. So it's better. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, for hope and a good future." Because, you know, sometimes we feel like we have no hope. I just can't seem to do it. It can't get done. Jesus is our hope. Because he's done it all. He conquered it all. The Bible says we're more than conquerors. Brothers and sisters, if you're out there listening tonight and things are hard for you and you're struggling and you feel like you're thinking like Peter, put Christ first place. Put him in the front. Let him lead. And I'm sure that things will turn from darkness to light. It'll get easier. If you're not a Christian, we'll give the sinner's prayer. You accept this prayer and start leading a life that's Christ-filled. That's how it begins, accepting Christ, believing that Jesus died for you on the cross. Amen? Brother John?
Amen. Amen. Very true, Brother Gus. You know, the thing is out there, again, if you're living apart from the Lord, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, but the Bible, according to the Word of God, is that you are lost. And
that's right.
You can be found. If you have a void in your heart, if you've been searching for joy, for peace in your life, and just can't seem to find it with all the material things out there in the world, you need a Savior tonight. You could have that peace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You could have that peace tonight. And by saying a simple prayer and meaning it with your heart. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, that if you believe in your heart with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he died for you, and that he rose on the third day, you shall be saved. He said, with the heart man believes, with the tongue man confess unto salvation.
Right. That's right.
So you could say this prayer tonight and be in good standing with God and have eternal life forever. Brother Gus, if you would you give out the sinner's prayer?
This is a very important prayer. We're going to say it in English and then penas en romanes, because we don't want anybody out there listening and not being able to receive Christ tonight. Devla yeti sarma bezach halosum berdem bezach pasadosum truboman jo sunto duho devla truboman jo shav yeti sarma sokerdem pachav katumune palamande apushav te avez anumulo. Jesus, come into my life. I admit that I'm a sinner. I believe that you died for me on the cross and rose 3 days later to forgive my sins. I turn away from the things that I did, and I'm asking you now to lead me and guide me and fill me with your spirit. If you prayed that prayer, you, like Brother John says, welcome to the family of God. And it's a simple prayer, but it takes faith. Just believe that what you're saying, that Jesus will come into your heart, that Jesus will lead you and he will guide you.
Yes.
God bless you guys.
Amen. Amen tonight. Yes, and tonight, if you have a prayer, you can call in. We have a few minutes left in the program. You can call in tonight, area code 917-889-7893, 917-889-7893. If you're listening by telephone, you could hit 1 on your keypad. If you have a prayer, if you have a question or comment to the teaching tonight, the word tonight, feel free tonight. God bless you. The mic is open to use tonight. And we care out there. We want to hear your prayer requests. We want to hear your comments. If you have questions, we'll try to answer. We're not know-it-alls here, but we'll try to get you an answer. Amen? So God bless everyone tonight. And again, I just want to mention to the listeners, we're on here every Friday night, 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 10 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock on the West Coast. So invite some friends, family members to join us every Friday night. It's called Gypsies for Jesus Radio. I'm John D. This is Brother Gus Conway from the Bay Area. I'm from Ohio. And like I said, to the home out there in And again, thank you for listening tonight. Good word, Brother Gus, as always.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. And we love you. And join us next Friday night, 11 o'clock East Coast time, for Gypsies for Jesus Radio. Good night, and God bless you.